Viewers pack the live stream of Angel Reese's WNBA debut after league is unable to broadcast. By Dylan Gwynn on May 5, 2024. No broadcast, no problem. An enterprising fan stepped in to do what the WNBA couldn't do during the league debut of Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso. The WNBA app, despite claiming that it would have the broadcast of the game between the Minnesota Lynx and the Chicago Sky, only broadcast Caitlin Clark's debut with the Indiana Fever. Enter an ex-user named Allie, who volunteered to stream the game herself. "Would y'all want me to try and stream the game on here?" she asked on X. "No promises on the quality, but I can try." Ex-users flocked to the stream and, at one point on Saturday, it showed nearly 434,000 views. Allie may have done more to bring attention to the WNBA in one night than any WNBA executive has done in 25 years. Someone who also thinks Allie should be rewarded is Lynx coach Cheryl Reeve. "Anybody that watched it should send $3 to the person. I don't even know who it is," Reeve said. "I think that what I would say is that the growth is happening so fast. It's so accelerated. And I've been saying this in our own organization, that business as usual isn't going to work anymore. You're gonna get left behind, and this is an example." Reeves says she has no hard feelings about Clark's league debut being the one that got broadcast. "People want to see that, but they also want to see, you know, it's not just about Caitlin," Reeves said. "This isn't Caitlin's fault in any way. It's more, you know, the recognition that there's general excitement about the WNBA in ways that we haven't seen before. And so we have to capitalize to really ensure that this is a movement." Reese's Chicago Sky lost to the Lynx by a final of 92-81. However, the rookie had a very solid debut. The former LSU star had 13 points to go along with 9 rebounds in 24 minutes of action. The Associated Press contributed to this report.